Hello, this is Richard Allibone on webtalkradio.net. In my shows each week, I've discussed some very extraordinary evidence which cannot be denied. So I think I can claim that the paranormal is normal. This claim may seem extraordinary to some skeptics, but as they say, extraordinary claims need the extraordinary evidence that I have provided. This week I've got Eva Maria Mora to talk about her own approach to the problems of healing, which she calls quantum angel healing. Although she first started healing and published her book in Germany, where she was born, she has now practiced for many years in the United States. In her book, she teaches the best techniques for engaging angel communication and how to spot the everyday messages that can help us. Her how-to book teaches the way to eradicate unwanted and unresolved emotion from your life and to determine what unconscious thoughts are running your life, which allows imbalance or illness to occur. Her very practical but also scientific approach to the healing issues has gained her much respect. Let's meet Eva Maria Mora.
Oh, hello, Eva. It's Richard Allibone.
Good morning. Good morning, Richard.
Morning to you.
Or good afternoon.
Yes, it's a bright, sunny afternoon here. So it's nice for you to come and talk to me today about quantum angel healing. Now, I believe it started with your own illness, and you had to learn to heal yourself. Perhaps you could tell us a bit about that.
Right. It's been almost 20 years ago when I was doing my normal life, being a sub-management consultant, being busy, having an 80-hour work week, and feeling great. Until one day I didn't feel so great anymore, and I thought, well, let's go on vacation. Maybe you just need a break. But I didn't get better, and then I found out when I went to the doctor that I was severely ill, and I had to change what I was doing. I had to find somebody tells you, you know, you can't go down that road no more. You're going to be dead soon. And I had a little kid. My baby was 6 months old, so I had to find something. I didn't want to check out. I wanted to take care of him. Mm. And my prayers went out to find another way, to find a solution. And one day I was at home. I felt that somebody's watching me. You know how you feel if somebody's watching you? It's like looks on your shoulders. You turn around. And then I saw this light being in my house. And I received a message that my prayers will be answered and that there will be a way. You will live, is what I heard. And then I started my personal healing journey and learning and finding a lot of answers down the road, which ultimately led me to my own healing modality, which is called quantum angel healing.
Yeah. Yes, I see. Well, it's necessity is the mother of invention, I feel is perhaps the answer there. One had to find an answer to your own problem. And this has helped you then to find answers to many other different problems with other people over the years.
Yes, it's like, you know, I say you're always a student and a teacher at the same time. So I was learning a lot until I was ready to open up my own healing practice because I learned a lot. So once I could say, okay, I can pass this on now to other people. I became a state licensed healing practitioner. That was back in Germany before I lived in the United States. It takes 3 years to get that diploma, and I studied with other teachers, with Chinese medicine, teachers from Tibet, teachers from New Zealand, from Switzerland, from the U.S., with many different teachers. But none of them, to my satisfaction, had the answer for why do people get sick? They all had pieces of the puzzle, and I liked most of the things I learned, but I was very thorough in my approach. It's probably my business background. I wanted to know why, and I had to prove why. And I learned then directly from the angels, and I learned about quantum physics and that there is something like an observer effect. And the observer effect, what scientists found out, is that our thoughts, our emotions, our feelings are the key energy why things are the way they are. What we think, what we believe, what we feel has an impact on the outcome of a situation. And that is a major, major key. And I worked with the angels, and they showed me that there is patterns, energy patterns, within people, meaning that we're not just, you know, like flesh and blood and people. We're energy beings as well, and that we have what I call a matrix inside of us, a matrix existing of our subconscious feelings and emotions. Our fears, our doubts, our belief systems, no, I can't get well, or no one can help me, or whatever that is. And again, it's quantum physics. This, what we're having in us, has an impact on the outcome. And most modalities are treating symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, people have a symptom and they go to the doctor and say, this is what I have. I have a bad knee, or I have my foot is hurting. And no one ever came up with the answer why. And I wanted to know why, what is behind that. And I was really led to ask a deeper question here. And once I recognized through working with thousands of people over the last decade that there is patterns, and I can explain those patterns and how to change those.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, we're not aware of our own unconscious, and in the unconscious there is all sorts of problems and so on. And healing, I think, is a matter of finding out the root cause of an illness, and that's what you do, I believe.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
You have to find out what caused it, and I can explain it in many different ways. A very simple one is, let's say a mom is at home, and she is making lunch, and she's cooking a soup. And then the husband comes home and eats the soup and says, well, that soup doesn't taste good at all. How do you change the taste of the soup, okay,
yeah,
that life situation? By changing the ingredients of the soup, what you put in there, that would be equal to our subconscious thoughts, emotions, feelings. Those are the ingredients of our soup of life. And then you change how much energy you add to it. How long do you cook that soup for, okay, to make it in very, very simple terms. Again, I can explain quantum physics. I can explain other technical things, but it's important to understand it in an easy way, that you can only have a symptom go away, a taste of a soup go away, feeling of if you're healthy or not, if you go deeper and change the energy and ingredients, the emotion.
Yeah. Yes, I like that.
And now, Eva, in this segment, I'm going to discuss your special approach to healing. Most healers focus directly on the problem, tending to heal the symptoms, whether they are either physical or emotional problems. What Eva tries to do is to find the root cause of the problem, and then to encourage her patient to raise the level of their own energy and their own attitude to the problem in order to bring about change, or, as she puts it, to change the taste of the soup. But in order to do that, Eva has to get close to the patient and really understand the cause of the problem. And that is what is often considered to be paranormal, using the powers that we find hard to understand. So, moving on now, Eva.
You have somebody come to you with a problem of some sort. How do you go about finding what the core of the problem is? You discuss person's illness or whatever they're complaining about. Is there more to it than that, do you think, sometimes? I see the word clairvoyance and telepathy in the paperwork associated with your book.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and that is also a very interesting phenomenon. Okay, I said that we're all energy beings, and that when we're not feeling good, when we're ill or just not feeling good or are stressed out, our level of energy is pretty low. Okay, people say, oh, I feel tired and I don't have much energy, I have whatever, fibromyalgia, whatever they call this, low level of energy. Okay, so from that level of energy, it's like being in the basement or in the parking garage underground in a house. You're low level, okay? This is where you are. You're sitting in that basement. So in order to be able to perceive energy, to look what's really there, a person who's in the basement would need to get into the elevator, go all the way up to the top level, and look out of the window there, okay? I give you that picture to compare to what really it means to be clairvoyant. Clairvoyant is when you are raising your own level of energy higher and higher and higher. So taking that energy elevator out of the basement, and then you're able to look outside the top floor, look outside that window and perceive what is going on around. So that is in simple terms, again, I like it simple today, to explain what clairvoyant is. It is a higher level of energy. And through breathing techniques, which I call the angel breath in my book, Quantum Angel Healing, through breathing techniques, it is possible to raise your own vibration. And that is something that people in India did thousands of years ago when they applied the knowledge from the Vedic scriptures. So you raise your own level of energy through breathing techniques and through clearing the so-called chakra system. And the chakras are energy centers in our energy field. And when they're not clogged up anymore with, again, negative emotions or whatever is stuck in there, when the energy is free-flowing and our own elevator in our energy system is working, and you can have the energy flow through you, through breathing, to, through the whole channel, that's what I call it,
yeah.
Then it's possible that this energy flow affects something that everybody has physically in your head. It's the pineal gland, and if that is floated with lots of energy, it will turn on like a projector, and then you perceive energy around you. You become clairvoyant. So it's not hoo-hoo, it's not a secret, it's science, it's proven through the centuries, and that is how you become clairvoyant. And my students that apply energy work, that are learning this, how to clear their own channel, their energy field, their chakra system, do the appropriate breathing techniques, are able to connect with their intention on a higher level of consciousness with other energy beings.
Yeah.
And those are angels, for example.
Yeah, and you you do most of your healing work remotely using a telephone, is that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's very easy, because once you are with your consciousness and your energy level on a higher level of energy, you are something like the internet. It is possible to connect like a high-speed internet connection, and I know that you have studied that for many years, so I know you know that. I just explained it for listeners who might not know this. It is possible to tap into the quantum field, like, you know, clicking on high-speed online internet, putting an address in there, let's say the name of my client, and connect with that website, connect with that energy field, and then you receive this information. And then on that higher level of consciousness, you can ask questions, see what's going on, what's behind that, what is the belief system, what went on, where did it start, where is the blockage coming from, what is it maybe passed on from their mother, or even go into past lives, into a level of where a conscious field where time and space is not relevant anymore. And that's why you can do this work also remotely if you are trained and have the practice to do that.
Yeah, I see. And I see you have on your website crystals. Do people use those? I always find crystals very fascinating, but they're presumably intended to be used by the individual rather than you when you're doing your healing. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we have crystals. They are supportive of regulating frequency. You will find crystals in every radio. There are crystals, every TV, there are crystals. Crystals are piezoelectric, and crystals are there to regulate a specific frequency. So if you're listening to a radio station, frequency of the crystal will make the difference. If you listen to rock music, or if you listen to polka music, or the news, or whatever the station is. So crystals have been used through, again, technology and through the ages to regulate frequencies. And we found out that by having a high level of energy, like a crystal with a certain frequency, it will support, like an antenna for radio, like we are the radios, it will support to regulate the frequency, and it will support our clarity in perceiving information from the quantum field.
One thing I wanted to ask you about was, well, the quantum entanglement. I've read about these things. I believe that the spin of particles is what is very important. And I see in your paperwork you say leading edge scientists are convinced that these quantum information channels are how our cells communicate with one another, which I find very interesting, because I found this out many years ago, that cells communicate with one another, and that's how all life is in fact generated. And when things go wrong, the healing system which you use, you can in some way repair cell damage and so on. But I wondered what the references are for the you say leading edge scientists. I haven't seen that information. I've been searching, actually, to find out.
All right. Yeah. Okay. I did a lot of research for my work. Like I said, I was receiving intense trainings from my guides, from my angels, but I'm also a researcher, and this is in a way a scientist myself, and I see what is out there. And it doesn't mean that it doesn't work, but it's more comfortable to people when they know and understand how it works. And if there have been experiments, then people tend to accept it more. So there are great, great people out there One is Dr. Bruce Lipton, who wrote a book about biology of belief. He is a biologist, and what he has proven is that it's not the codes in the DNA, the genes, that actually decide if a person, let's say, will have cancer or an illness. We are now in another level of science, and this is called epigenetics. And Dr. Lipton has shown to, you know, the worldwide audience of scientists and many talks and books and whatever he did in his research, that the surrounding field, our environment, epigenetics, what is outside, will have an impact of what information is in the cell, will be activated or not, will be influenced or not. And this is quantum angel healing, is based on research like that. If we change the environment of where we're in, and this could be an emotional environment, then our information in the cells will change. And a very, very simple example, and I really like today to make a mix-mash between the science and simplicity, is when a person is not feeling good and is all stressed out at their workplace and they're rushing around and they're getting a cold and they're not doing good. If you take the same person and put this person on an island in the sunshine where this person can relax, the body automatically will entrain with the environment and will get well. And that is very simple. And again, you can look up all the research of Dr. Lipton about epigenetics and how what we believe, our belief systems, and that's what I write, first chapter of Quantum Angel Healing, and our environment, our energetic environment, will influence if we're doing well or not, and how we evolve as a humanity. Yes.
Yeah.
Deeper. I explain all that in the book, and also how you get well through the law of resonance and entrainment in a quantum angel healing session. The practitioner holds a high level of energy vibration. It's like taking the client out of the basement all the way up into the sunshine on the top floor. So providing this field of energy for the client will help the client to entrain, and then the self-healing kicks in, the intelligence is in the cells. And if there's wrong information, it's like rewriting the HTML code for a website, then you can do this too when you know how to do it, when you're trained in quantum angel healing.
Mm. Yes, I hear what you say. I'm right down in the basement today. I've got a terrible cough and cold. So I do understand.
Okay.
Well, it's been very nice of you to talk to me. And you have a website, Quantum Angel Healing. Is there any other things which, and of course a book with that as the title. Are there any other things which people might like to see about your work on the internet or other books you've written?
Yes. People can go to my website. It's quantumangel.com. And also quantumangelblog.com. And I have information on my website. You can get the book also as an e-book. It's out as a paperback, but also as an e-book in English. I wrote most of my books in German, and my publisher, Random House, has supported me with the distribution of the books in Europe, but also in many other... I'm picking up your cold now. I can feel it. Trinity Energy. So it's been translated, I think, in Mandarin and many other languages by now. It's been a bestseller in Germany. People understand now, and they're waking up to the information of what I have to share, quantum angel healing. And the whole world is in a process of change, and people are looking for modalities that really, really work, that are not on the surface, but that are really working. And people are looking for help if they're looking for solutions. I have trained hundreds and hundreds of quantum angel practitioners around the world, also in many different countries. You can find them on my website, and they do marvelous work, and you can book sessions with them.
Yep,
I have not been so much in the UK yet, so maybe that's coming. Thank you for opening that door for me.
Yes, we'll hope so. Yes, well, thank you, Eva, very much. We'll have to break off now. It's certainly been most interesting. Thank you again.
Thank you, too. My pleasure, and all the best for you.
Thank you. Yes, bye-bye.
Bye.
I think that today Eva answered many of the deeper questions involved with healing. As she said, she had many different teachers, so is able to offer a different approach as to why people get sick. People's feelings and doubts very often lead to illness, but by altering those feelings and doubts, the outcome may be altered. She teaches that breathing techniques relieve stress, and that attention to the old Asian ideas of chakras concentrate the mind on clearing a mental or physical problem. And I also found it interesting that she talked of taking her clients up to a higher level, in other words, sharpening their minds to hear what their bodies are saying, likening the higher levels to high-speed internet. That higher level she also related to clairvoyance, by which her clients may well learn to do their own healing, as well as the method by which she herself may well be able to better understand the client's healing needs. Then I asked about the way quantum science is relevant to healing, and where she obtained her knowledge. The reference she gave was a book called Biology of Belief by Dr. Bruce Lipton, in which he shows that genes and DNA do not control our body, our biology, and that instead DNA is controlled by signals from outside the cell. I have been personally saying this for 35 years, since I read a paper to an SBR international conference about what I called cytotelesis. That's cells speaking to cells, which at long last is now becoming part of the science of biology, which I have found moves very slowly indeed. And I'm still trying to get across other things that I said at the time 35 years ago. But I'll not give up yet, and I'm working on another book with many new ideas in it. I really enjoyed talking to Eva Maria today. Thank you, Eva, for introducing us to quantum angel healing. This is Richard Alabone on webtalkradio.net. Bye for now.